Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hour number three, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Monday morning. And it's time to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I am a bitter, bitter man this morning.
Are you? Why is that?
Because I had the Cardinals minus 2.5.
Ryan Porth is in the same boat. That was a tough pill to swallow at the end of that game.
Worst beat of my life.
Not only that one, but the Nick Chubb running out at the 1 yard line when you have the Browns at minus 3.5.
He's on my fantasy team too. It was not a good day.
But you can understand the coaching decision there, right?
Yes, I can understand.
That doesn't make him feel any better at all.
Because you don't often see it with the extra point. Right. I don't think I've ever seen someone take a knee on the extra point. I get it, because if it's blocked and returned, it's two and it's tied. It's the smart thing to do, but cost me money. Cliff Kingsbury is dead to me.
I think that's a reasonable take there, Corey. So, Corey, as you look at this Titans offense, and albeit three of these games without LaJuan have gone up against really good defenses, Indy, Chicago, Pittsburgh, but it's obvious that the production is not the same since LaJuan has gone out. How concerned are you about the Titans offense at this point?
Yes, because it's not the same, but I have, I think, bigger concerns than that. They've sped up Ryan Tannehill, and we've seen a little bit of a difference there. So, you know, I don't think that the guys they've got are going to be better. So, unfortunately, I think they've got to continue to do what they're doing, and unfortunately that takes away, you know, Johnny Smith some out of the attack. If they can play better defense and they can stay on track more, they'll be okay. Now, you know, they had breakdowns in the second half on both sides of the ball, you know, without question. But, you know, if they stay on track more, running the football and go and play action, they'll be okay. They'll also be getting back Adam Humphries, you think, at some point. So that'll help as well. I think the offense can still be functional enough to get them where they need to go.
Okay, so let's just switch it to the – how about the other – let's talk some complimentary football, which they did not play Thursday. I mean, obviously, that's a special night of special teams that you wouldn't think you'd see again, all kinds of gaffes, but it's not been very good. And obviously, the defense kind of reverts to, here, take 7 yards whenever you want it, which is all Phillip Rivers does anyway, and just on the field – all night, which seems to me to really ratchet up the pressure on that offense. We keep asking it. I think we might see a Dory Jackson this week, but when we do at some point, like, do you think that fundamentally changes anything or changes anything significantly for this defense?
Only if they play differently. Yeah. I mean, only if they actually pressure some receivers and take some of those throws away. I mean, guys, the Colts didn't punt till the fourth quarter. I have people telling me, their names rhyme with Merritt Billman, that the defense was good enough to win that game. And, you know, look, I understand they did some good things and they got some fourth down stops, but when the other team doesn't punt till the fourth quarter, that's a problem. There wasn't a single three and out in that game. You know, there wasn't a single turnover. You didn't provide a short field. You didn't provide a quick turnaround with the football. You know, they're just, you know, it's not good enough at this point. And what I don't understand is, you know, I know Adoree Jackson's been out, but you know what they did last year? Remember last year when they didn't have Malcolm Butler and they were still okay? They still managed to go to the AFC Championship game. And so that's why I say, you know, yeah, you're down Adoree Jackson, but they've been down DBs before. They've played other teams who've been down DBs before. I think the Steelers were just minus Joe Hayden for a game. I think they won. Because they're 9-0. you know, so it happens. And so, you know, these are kind of excuses. And yes, an upgrade in talent is a good thing, but they're going to have to change the way they play, because somehow, some way, they've gotten soft in their coverage. You know, we bang on the pass rush before. They don't have time to get there now, because the quarterback's reads have been easy enough where they just drop back and, like you said, throw it 7 yards or throw it to the line of scrimmage and off they go. So, you know, they've got to change the way they play.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Corey, it's really amazing now. You look at the AFC picture. The Titans are 6-3, and my favorite phrase, if the season ended today, they wouldn't be in the playoffs. I mean, they're the ninth seed right now. So as you look at the AFC, where do you think the Titans fit in with some of these other teams surging, like the Browns and the Dolphins and the Raiders? What do you make of where the Titans are right now?
Well, I mean, like you said, surging. You know, some teams are surging, some teams are descending, and you don't want to be one of those descending teams, because as Mike Vrabel always talks about, you want to be improving. And we don't feel like they're improving. It looks like they're digressing. And so, you know, it's a long season. There's still time, you know, to get it turned. This is a lull right now, and they can get it turned. And, you know, I think they can be better than the Browns and the Dolphins and some of these teams and the Colts. But right now those teams are playing better. I mean, you know, you look at the Dolphins, they're playing with a lot more edge right now. I mean, look at the Ravens. They went 12 in a row last year and were the number one seed. And last night they lost to a pitiful Patriots team. So, you know, teams are capable of turning in stinkers and still being good teams. But, you know, look, if they're going to play like this the rest of the year, the season's over, okay? It's just a matter of can they fix it? And that's what we have to wait and see.
So we've talked a lot about Stephen Gostkowski, Corey, since Thursday. I did think that maybe Friday we'd hear something, but we didn't. What would you do right now if you were John Robinson with your place-kicking situation?
You know, I will give them that this is hard, because the guy's a Hall of Fame kicker, and you see him drill these 50-yarders, and you think, okay, we're good. But there's just no consistency. And, you know, right now, you're flipping a coin when he goes out there. And I don't think that that's good enough. I don't think that's a stretch to say. But the question is who do you have that you do feel like you're not flipping the coin with? And if you've got a guy, whether it's Trevecchio or whoever else, that you feel like is a better than a coin flip, then I make the change. But if I don't have somebody who I go, this guy's better than a coin flip, then I'm not going to make the change, because I'm not just going to work the carousel, but I'm going to look for somebody that I think can actually help. Because as painful as it may be to say that this guy didn't work out, what's he missed, 8 kicks this year?
Yep.
That's like 2 years worth for most kickers, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, what we just figured out, the 3 guys that they had last year, what are they now? I think they're 46 of 51 collectively. the three guys.
Suck Up was 4-4 on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, you knew Suck Up just had to get healthy. And his age, and with all the issues he had last year, you didn't know if that was going to happen, and you couldn't pay him what you were paying him with it being a coin flip if he was going to be healthy or not. So, I mean, I understood the Suck Up move, and I also understood he might be good with somebody this year. But I get that move. You know, Cairo Santos, I've always felt like he's a pretty good kicker. He had a horrible day against the Buffalo Bills, and that was a knee-jerk reaction. That was, you lost us the game, you're out. And I thought of all the decisions they made, that was the biggest knee-jerk. And hadn't Cody Parkey been pretty good before
that
jettisoned him so that they could bring in Suck Up?
That was my problem, is Double Doinker gets bounced early, and Suck Up's not ready.
Yeah, and believe me, I'm a Bears fan. He is the Double Doinker.
That's right.
But he didn't do anything here to lose his job other than Suck Up getting healthy. And I don't even think Parkey's kicking anymore. I think he got out of football.
No, Parkey is doing great in Cleveland. He's part of
He's kicking in Cleveland?
Yeah. He's part of, and what is he? I think he's 10 of 11?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're all amazing this year.
Yeah. Well, look, like I said, I'm not surprised that Santos is good, because I've always liked Santos.
And I'm not surprised that Succop's doing well. But if I was Succop, I wouldn't have taken that gamble.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Corey, I want to ask you about Tannehill. And you brought up maybe the clock speeding up a little bit earlier in the segment, but missed some throws on Thursday night that you've just grown accustomed to seeing. What are you seeing right now from Tannehill, and how much do you think maybe that clock speeding up is affecting him on some of the throws that we've seen him make time and time again?
Look, guys, it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, you watch Tom Brady. We watched Peyton Manning in the past. You know, nobody got rid of the ball faster than him. When those guys got hit, they weren't as good. It's just that simple. And I think Ryan Tannehill's taken more hits in the last 2 to 3 weeks than I saw him take those first 15, 16 games. Okay? He's getting hit. And he is having to – I mean, how many times are we seeing a guy come in, like, free? We're like – and even if he completes the pass, we're like, holy cow, how did he get that thing through? It's hard to play the game that way. And he physically can't feel as good as he had in the past. He's got to be sore in some regards with some of the shots that he's taking. So, look, it's like I've always said about Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill, with a good pocket and a good run game, can be a really good quarterback. But he is not one of those Hall of Fame gold jacket guys where when it all breaks down and the game is horrible and he's got to put the game on his back, he's not that guy. Okay? He's not Russell Wilson, where the Seahawks are done. No, they're not. Here comes Russell Wilson. We haven't seen Ryan Tannehill put this team on his back and you know, save the day. Has he made game-winning drives? Yeah, he has. He's played well, and he's made. But you know, you don't see just the amazing, like, superhuman, oh my God, he did it all by himself, which we've seen with some of these other guys in the past. And again, that's not me banging at Tannehill. I think he's really good, but he needs the situation to be pretty good too. And right now, the situation's not as good, and he's struggling a little bit.
Yeah, like, you know, courage is not a thing with Tannehill.
No,
not at all. I mean, in fact, I still think he really needs to embrace sliding at some point in his career.
I would agree.
But the clock, you said it earlier, Corey, that's what, to me, it is. It's pretty significantly altered here, which I understand, but also, I mean, that means such a – think about how many throws this year he made after standing in, you know, when he knew he could. And now it's like he knows he can't, right?
Yeah, I mean, we don't see a lot of deep balls anymore, do we?
No.
There's no time. I mean, there's generally just not enough time to get there. And, again, you guys brought it up earlier. The defenses have gotten better. There's no question about that. But when the defenses get better, guess what? Offense has got to get better, too. And they haven't been up to that challenge, and not having 77 out there. Like, when you've got a guy out there who you're going to face Khalil Mack, and you just say, Taylor, go get him, that is a massive luxury. Massive luxury. Because otherwise, you're dealing with two and three guys to try to stop one. And, you know, that's an issue. And, you know, Mike's not blaming Ty Sambrello, and I don't think he should. I think, you know, for a backup, I think he's done reasonably well. But we also saw last year, when Taylor wasn't out there, just how the ripple of that kind of across the line affected things. And we're seeing that rippling a little bit here, too.
Corey Curtis from News 2 has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Corey, appreciate you as always, my friend. Great stuff.
All right, thanks. Mike talks at what, 10:30 today?
That's right.
Which
Early.
Version are we going to get, Mopey Mike or Happy Mike?
Ooh,
media loving Mike, I know.
He was very complimentary of Rexro the other day. And his second guessing ability, yes.
Oh, yes, that's right. You guys are great at second guessing.
We are. I mean, we really are. He's not wrong.
No,
we're very
right.
good at it. Yeah. We're very good at it.
And you know what? I always say the best way to avoid that stuff is give direct answers. Because once we get direct answers, we actually have some information to deal with.
Mm.
But when you answer questions with nothing, then all we have is our ability to pontificate and speculate. And that's never fun.
We just got to ask questions better and answer questions better, Corey.
Yeah, that's right, we do.
We are professional pontificators. Corey Curtis from News 2, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week, Corey.
All right, thanks. Bye. Yeah.
When we come back, what do we make of where the Titans sit right now in the AFC? It really is amazing when you break down the numbers of just where the Titans are right now. How in danger are they of missing the playoffs altogether? We'll discuss that on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.